Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
I remember going to GameWorks.
Yes.
So it was like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
2000, yeah.
So this is when it was still cool.
When GameWorks was cool. Yeah, before. It was Chuck E. Cheese. Now it's just a Chuck E. Cheese, basically.
I feel horrible.
You know where GameWorks is?
I know where it is. I haven't been in yet. I have no disposable income.
No shit. Like, much of video like I've never been to Canada, but okay.
So
yeah, that's fucking weird, I know.
Canada, America's GameWorks.
At GameWorks with some friends, and there's a black couple there, and mm-hmm. they have a little kid who's like 6, 7 years old, and he's singing along to the music.
Right.
Bat the thing up! Bat the thing up! Bat the thing up! And I'm like, I don't, that was like the first conservative moment I ever had in my life.
Oh my God.
I was like, I just don't think that's appropriate.
That shit is hilarious to me because it's like, now they have Kids Bop where they take like thug ass songs and they change it to like kids songs.
Yeah, they make some remarkable song choices on that.
Dance too much booty in the pants. Dance too much. You're like, okay, what the fuck happened? Two Live Crew isn't doing that anymore.
Yeah, nobody tell Chris Rodriguez his
DJ Brett
his closer is actually a
his closer is actually Dylan Avila's closer, which is actually every other. No, I'm not gonna shit on anybody.
Which is
I love those guys.
Now I have to cut that. Do I have to cut that now?
Nah, fuck it. Right.
Fuck you guys.
We just started a beef. That's right. Beef.
A roast.
Did you hear what Manny and Silas said about you? You guys.
Yeah, we just said their names because we were hoping.
We're hoping you guys would put us on the show.
We need listeners.
Yeah.
Now we found out Dylan didn't even know about our podcast. So we're like,
right.
But he does now because he's our guest tonight.
That's right.
Dylan Cole. Dude.
Howdy.
The man who crushed ECCC.
Bernie Sanders.
ECCC.
Bernie Sanders Jr.
Bernie Sanders did well, but you know what? Like
crushed.
Crushed way bigger than I expected.
What?
I'm old enough to remember when Lego Batman was called
Darkwing Duck. Oh, that was such a like.
Thank God I didn't fuck it up like that at the.
I looked over at Jack after you said that. I was like, I wish I had wrote that shit.
Oh,
motherfucker!
Like that, they were screaming at me. Yes. I was like, okay. I mean, yeah. That's how I feel about it. But I'm used to my opinion being, you know.
So, like a month ago from this recording.
Yeah.
When you're listening to this now, so a month ago was.
Comic
City Comic Con, and Dylan, another fine set 2 years in a row,
crushed it.
Love that,
But isn't it great to like do a show?
That's
to
the
people?
Best. That's the best. That's the best show all year
it's
for
to
me
the
to
people,
do. It's like,
right?
Well, it's to my people, to our people,
to the
not,
people.
Not
they're
to
the only
the
ones
people.
Who matter, right?
They really do.
I mean, for the jokes I want to tell, yeah, like it's hard to get a room full of people where I can. Like, I was even doing my Power Ring joke. They're like, that's a bit of a reach. Like, we get it. Like, three guys are laughing. There's, like, another three dozen. They're like, we get it. Mm.
It's so funny because it's the one place you can tell all these obscure jokes that you've thought of in your head where they actually understand them.
Yeah.
But even, like, you know who always seems to, in my mind, just, like, kill it? L. Just, like, every year.
Yeah.
Just, like, but it's, I think it's because she talks about, they are so true to themselves about just like growing up and
nerdy.
Being awkward.
Yeah.
Like what we've all been through. Yeah. And everybody's like, I can identify with that. And like, you're the truth.
Especially, that. Here's one thing that's great too about the show at the Emerald City Comic Con, the comedy show we get the ages of like 12.
Yeah.
There's a 12-year-old. And there's like 68,
but there's even some younger than 12, but they're like they're Comic-Con 12, which means they get the stuff
that they've grown up on vintage.
I remember doing this kid show when I was still in Boise. Well, it wasn't a kid show; it was just like it was a geek oriented show, but it was all ages.
Yeah,
and like right before the show, And I had written, I don't remember what it was now, but I wrote some stuff about toilet use. Oh, no, I remember what it was now, because I was going to hip those kids.
Right.
All
right.
Because I had a grown man roommate who said to me, he had just moved in. He came out of the bathroom. He's like, hey, you don't have a pee hole in your seat.
What?
And that was the right. That was the first. Right. That was the first I had heard that phrase.
He's like,
and
you he's don't like, know how to use a three seashells? That's right.
I thought of the I thought of the shells. He doesn't know how to use the shells. I thought I was missing out. No. Okay. So he's like, yeah, you know, like at the front, there's supposed to be that slot that's open for your pee, so you don't put the seat up.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, are you telling me every time you've come up to a toilet seat that had that in the front, you pissed without putting the seat up? And he's like, yeah, you've got the slot there. And I'm like, your urine, you are part of the problem.
Yeah.
I was going to tell these children about this because I didn't want any of them, because that man was ashamed that day to find out like just how bad he was.
He thought because it wasn't connected that you're supposed to like shoot in the middle.
No, he thought right. When the reason that the toilet seat wasn't connected at the front wasn't because genitals have to drop down when you're sitting. He thought it was so when standing, the seat didn't have to go up because your aim is so good.
Yeah,
you can.
I used to try to pee through that hole when I was like a kid.
When you're bullseye and womp rats Beggar's Canyon back home. I get that, but no. He was, and I mean, okay, like maybe children have that kind of like solid stream that's feasible. As soon as you're adult, there's like, it's not a stream, it's a spray. Deal with that.
Right.
So I was going to tell these children about that, and just before the show, they're like, okay, there's too many children, like there's no body functions.
Oh,
I'm like, no body functions?
That's all they know.
Like, no, this was just a couple years ago for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I was like,
were you doing stand-up at a kid's show?
Well, no, it was an all ages stand-up show. This is Idaho.
Yeah.
So it was an all age. It's in an art gallery in a mall in a suburb of Boise.
Wow.
And it was a geek oriented stand-up show, but it was all ages. And so that was, And I was like, well, if it's all ages, I'm going to tell these are awkward children. Yeah. I'm going to make sure these awkward children never have this problem. And they're also going to laugh because they're kids and they laugh at pee.
Yeah.
But they're also going to actually walk. I'm going to be the one person who has these children walk away with something today.
An epiphany.
And they're never going to say like, you don't have a piss hole. Piss hole don't exist. But they said that the last minute. So you know what I went out and I did instead? I asked how many had seen the new Batman movie, because that meant all of those children had seen Batman kill a guy. And so we talked about that for 10 minutes rather than pee-pee, because pee-pee was too offensive for the children. And when I got done, I was like, so are you glad that you made that choice?
Right.
It didn't pay. It paid like $50 or less. It was shit.
That is crazy to me.
So, like, no, I'll follow your rules, but I will.
Dude, have you ever had that happen where you're about to go up and they're like, oh, before you go up, don't do this, this, and this?
I'm trying to think if it happened. Like, I've gone to the show. Like,
yeah.
When I went to a show recently and they said it's got to be PG.
Right.
You know, PG, lean. PG, maybe G a little bit.
But yeah.
And then I get there, and it's a church.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's the basement of a Catholic church, and there are priests in the audience.
Wow. So I'm like, all those molestation jokes out the window.
Yeah,
right?
I know. And that's like 30 minutes right there.
Dude, I had an incident where I was like, it was a corporate gig, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do this, this, this. And I've got it all like planned out. I prepared it like a week in advance.
Right.
And then,
like you should with the corporate gig. Like, right. Oh, I'm going to actually have my set list down a week at a time.
Yeah. So then I show up and the lady's like, could you not do, you know, this, this, and this? And I was like, well, there goes my fucking whole set list. And, you know, so I just was like, fuck it. I'm going up and doing what I want to do. She was like, don't talk about race. I was like, that's my whole set. I don't know if you've seen.
Don't talk about race. So don't talk about myself.
Yeah, exactly. So
I am race.
Yeah. So like, I was like, I'm married to a white woman and I have grown up in a predominantly black neighborhood. So
you should say.
I'm married to a woman and I grew up in a predominantly neighborhood.
A woman who, I don't know, if I was racist, I might call her white. And my neighborhood, if I was racist, I might say was a black neighborhood because of the high number of, if I was racist, black people. If I was racist, but I'm not, so I don't see color.
You just go into the joke like that, overly explaining yes, everything. That'd be perfect. We should do a stand-up bit like that where we film some comic. He's like, just wanted to let you guys know.
Hold on.
So the overly politically correct comic. Oh, that'd be great. We should have Dylan play him.
I think Dylan already does, from what I'm told. I'm the uptight one.
Are you?
Yeah, it's why I moved here, because I'm already uptight anyway.
Hell yeah. So are you uptight in Idaho?
Yeah. I was like...
Now you're uptight here? I'm not uptight about other people's comedy, you mean?
Just about everything. I don't mean...
This is getting older.
Is that it? I thought you're supposed to, like... Yeah, I guess you get more set in your ways. It's a form of me getting set in my ways. But I'm just like,
yeah.
You know what? It's this weird. Okay, like I feel I get more uptight, but mm-hmm. I also don't give a shit as much too. At the same time, like I'm uptight, but then I was thinking about this, like,
yeah.
And I saw someone posted something about like how they work out a lot and mm-hmm. they got injured, and I'm like, well, you fucking deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get for working.
Yeah,
out
exactly.
A
you fucking show off.
You know what? Oh, you're back. What did you think was gonna happen?
Right.
Like you weren't gonna be the one person whose knee didn't buckle. Whatever. Stop
yoga.
Lifting weights.
Yoga's the thing, right?
Have you guys seen that
no one
video?
Ever gets injured from yoga.
That gross video where that girl, she's super skinny, she's like doing the leg press.
No.
And then she goes ostrich style. Gross.
Why would you watch that?
My sister was like, hey, watch this. And I was like, all right. And I was like, oh, I'm just nauseous right now.
No.
Like,
yeah. No.
I can't watch those videos. Man.
No, I really, I feel the stuff. Wait, right? I get like I get real.
No,
were
they,
those.
They squeeze those out?
So I got, because I get cystic.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, it's mm-hmm. gross. I've actually had my face cut into to drain stuff out.
Really?
One time before a Boise Comic Con.
Wow.
Like just before, I had something like the size of a golf ball just show up on my face.
Crazy.
And they're just sit. They're
what
just.
What causes that?
They're just.
It's just. It's just.
Just,
my,
a deep
just the
zit,
skin.
Probably.
Is it
it's
a
just,
hair follicle or something?
It's just a zit that the skin grows over and then it keeps going and it's.
Gets
it's a zit that wants to make something of itself. It's like you're gonna remember me when I'm gone.
It's like an open micer.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Well, you fucking healed up like Wolverine, no scar. Huh?
No, there. I mean, if you want to come over here, you can check it out. But this one, actually, the one I've got a scar from is like 19 when I was 19 or something. This
so
one, the from? Guy like mm-hmm. the ER doc. He tried like four times to drain it.
Oh.
And he just like kept sticking it. And he just said, well, people ask why I don't trust the
doctors.
Whole medical industry that much. I'm like, because I've had doctors do stuff to me and then throw up their hands and say, well, I guess we're just going to see if that heals up.
That happened to Monica Nevy, man. Like they like cut into her a few times about they like were trying to find something. They're like, we didn't find, I guess, apparently. Well,
like,
sorry.
He's just
sorry.
Like, he was just like, it's not draining.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's, are you using the right tool? Like, it seems to me like you'd want something that does some draining. Like, I don't know.
Do you have any suggestions? Still?
Yeah, I shit you not. Like, I was at the doctor one time and I had like an ingrown hair. Like, and I thought it was like infected. So I kind of went and like checked it out. And this motherfucker gets on like WebMD.
Mm. Wait, the doctor?
The doctor did. He like went on like a thing and started checking. So she was like, yeah, I think this is a grown hair on your face.
No,
I was like, okay.
This is a grown hair.
Like,
yeah. Wait. Isn't WebMD for me? Like,
yeah, seriously.
No. It's in the name. MD. This is for me.
This
you
is
wait,
before.
Wait. You get onto WebMD? You're not supposed to be out there. This is for doctors. This is the doctor internet. WebMD.
Have you seen any good movies lately? Did you see Logan?
I haven't seen. I thought Silas asked if I would.
No, well, we talked about it.
Would
face healing up.
Oh, no, we didn't even get there. So that was just like they poked at it and sent me home.
Yeah,
and then I had to go to Comic-Con with the thing still on my face. And everyone's like, you should have gone from that one episode of Invader Zim when he had the zit that he named and everything. But I didn't think of that, so I just had to go as a Court of Owls guy.
Oh, there you
it
go.
Would cover my whole fucking face. And then a couple days later, it just like I got out of the shower and I was like, man, this thing is, oh my God, it's going. And it just went like a golf ball
shit.
Size well, amount of right. pus and stuff.
I'm glad. Hopefully you're eating.
But yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So that was how it healed up. Yeah, Idaho medicine.
I know. You just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's there how you heal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the ones I left behind. Mikey, I know that asthma's not getting any better. Get out here, man.
Mikey Pullman?
Yeah, seriously. He needs to move out of here.
I love him on Facebook.
He should really... Like, he should really.
I don't know if I've ever... I don't think I've met him in person. I think we just befriended on there.
In Boise, you're like trapped. You know, they have a system of force fields that you have to navigate to get out of the city. That's why I'm one of the few that
what
got
is
out
it?
Is because I'm
it,
small enough to get out the laser field.
Why is it so hard to move?
Because it's... The money is insanely different. Mm. Insanely different. Like the last job I had in Boise was $12 an hour, and it was one of the best jobs I'd ever had. That was in my top five income of all time.
Was it just cost of living was low down there?
My apartment was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath apartment with a laundry room for $750 a month.
Fuck.
Two parking spots.
So if you live in Idaho, there, and
so
you're,
what you
and
do
you're
is you base out
featuring.
if you want to be a traveling comedian, you base out of if you have a home. Which first off, if you want to be a traveling feature in this industry anymore, like you don't have a home, why would you? First of all, if the whole idea is to be on the road, then go be on the road. You actually have to do that, and. That's why there aren't traveling features anymore.
Man.
I mean, there's the clubs are getting
but
rid
like,
of
like if you were a headliner, you could live in Idaho and like, so it's not that big. You are paying you're paying your rent in one weekend.
Right.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like when you become somebody's feature, there's two types of headliners. There's the ones that pay for all your stuff three. The ones that are generous and pay for all your stuff to like go with them and do all that. The ones that work it out with the club pays you. Or the ones that are like, hey, man, you can come work with me, but you got to buy all your own shit.
Yeah.
And the pay
good luck.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think that's when they don't really want you coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure, you can come.
But they do, though, because, I mean, you've been out
it's
on
in
there.
Singapore,
it's like
but.
Those going alone is half the trouble sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, am I going to make this 8-hour drive? Because, like, you can make an 8-hour drive talking to somebody, and you can make, and it feels like nothing.
Yeah,
you stay awake, no problem.
Oh,
but an 8-hour drive that ends at midnight by yourself, those last 2 hours, you're like,
my most successful year of comedy was like my loneliest year. Like,
oh,
yeah. I was just driving on the weekends, like, okay.
Dude,
no, that's,
right?
That's how it is.
Now
like,
I'm in Medford.
When I was doing.
How many hours to my show?
Yeah.
12 hours, okay, I'll watch Netflix.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, there's an Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Whoa. Spend an hour
thinking
about Olive
Garden.
These guys
talk about this great time they have on the road, but they're like, they're guys that have great time at home because they're social and they walk into a Walgreens and they're like, hey, I've just been thinking about this funny thing. Let me tell you, the cashier's like, oh, I love my local comedian. And I'm the kind of comedian who's a comedian because... I can't talk to people like that.
Right.
But if I go on stage, they have to listen to me. Like, people will listen to me do this. But if I do this at work, everyone's like, are you making dough?
Yeah.
You're not making dough. Mm-hmm. Go make dough.
Yeah.
Well, and he means pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Not cash, dough.
Yeah,
so. No, thanks. They thought I was in the world of high finance for a few minutes there.
Dough.
Yeah, that's right. It's Wolf of Wall Street. I never saw the movie. I can't make any jokes. Cocaine and money.
It was
good nudity.
Good nudity in there. Yeah, Robbie Margot.
It's a good level of nudity.
Yeah,
that's how I rate my.
I had a.
I liked the Wharf of Wall Street mashup picture.
Wharf
of Wall Street.
Awesome.
They just put Wharf's head on.
Nice.
DiCaprio.
You haven't seen Logan yet, though.
I haven't. No, I read Old Man Logan.
You should take a kid to go see it. It's a really kid-friendly movie.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't have... one of the nice things about my crippling loneliness is I never have to take a kid anywhere. It's like, no one's going to love me when I'm dying.
I don't have
to change diapers.
Dude, I remember when one of the most depressed comics on the scene, like, who's sort of...
You don't have
mental
to name,
issues. I'm not... No, I'm not.
Okay.
Gonna, I don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
but I remember mentioning, like, I was thinking about signing up for the Big Brother, Little Brother program. Yeah. I'm like, no. That should not be an example to anyone.
Oh, my God.
Get a puppy because they don't understand.
Right.
I've been told I'd make a great teacher or mentor. I'm like, I yell at my friends when they don't drive right. How could you think I would, like, deal with a child? Like, what is wrong with you? Right. I haven't lived. Well, get it together. Fuck.
But, like, okay, I was going to go. I didn't know Logan was rated R until even after
the
movie. I hadn't looked it up. And but I got there. I was going to watch it to see if my daughter's 10.
Because she likes Wolverine.
She wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I started seeing some previews. I'm like, I'm going to need to see this first. Yeah. Check it out. And so I went there with an open mind, like, well, I'm going to see, you know, she can handle more than a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and X-23 is a great role model for the children.
I think I made it 5 minutes. And I'm like, never mind.
No.
Like, she's 20.
You know what's fascinating, though, is I love the idea of X-23 being such a, like, badass and, like, showing little girls that they could be tough. But it's definitely not a kid movie, not kid friendly.
No.
But, I mean, if a kid did see that, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you could do anything.
So. Well, it's funny. I saw a review that were one of the parent sites about it saying, like, well, it's got a list of all the bad things about it.
Yeah.
Like, but on the other hand, no one has shown.
It is empowering.
No one has a decent message, actually, about love. And
I mean, they've all got great messages about love and family. It's like,
right?
Yeah, I will protect my family and murder the brotherhood of mutants who oppose and wish to kill my family. Man.
The first Wolverine I thought was shit, though.
All right, so I didn't,
All
the Wolverines I have not seen.
Really?
There was enough people.
Three.
How do I do that? First of all, because their names like Wolverine, the Wolverine, and also Wolverine.
No, because there's Wolverine Origin. That's an origin. The origin.
Yeah, the origin one was crap.
Shit, and everyone said don't watch it.
That was the one. That was the Ryan Reynolds wrong Deadpool. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So they've said to ignore it.
Wolverine, because they were going to do a whole origins of everybody, but that was so bad. They're like, well, that's not how we're doing that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And so now they did. So then there's the Wolverine, which is really good. That's the Japan one, right?
Wait, what was the name?
The Wolverine was the Silver Sable.
Isn't Logan the third one?
Yeah. Was it actually Silver Sable in? Because
it was
always,
Silver Samurai
or Silver.
Was it or did they call him? I don't know. I think you might be right.
Nah, I think here Silver Sable was somebody different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
What's neat is
'90s X-Men stuff or '90s Marvel stuff. I had those cards. Did you guys do
the ones
'90s
that
cards?
Looked like real,
like Wikipedia.
Yeah, and it had all the like breakdowns
for Marvel stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever see those?
No.
Oh, those were so awesome. I remember when you could like, so it would have like a kind of a real drawing of like Professor X, and it would list all of his like characteristics and his strengths and his weaknesses. And then you had Beast and Gambit and all these other guys. So, but I would always get like shitty ones.
I was so busy watching Star Trek episodes again and again and again that I wasn't into Marvel at all when I was.
I was a big DC guy. Yeah.
But like, so all these movies that come out, like a lot of times I think they just made it up for this movie. And
yeah.
I find out no, that was actually a comic
pulled from.
That was actually an episode.
The new Wonder Woman trailer looks awesome though.
That does look good. I mean, it better be
Captain
good.
America
so,
with a vagina.
They're so screwed if that's not good.
Oh, they're done.
I hate to be like I'm not rooting for the DC Marvel franchise.
Right.
Like as soon as they hired someone else to be the Flash, it's like no man,
dude,
get that kid from the TV show, he's a great Flash,
that's
man.
That's the thing. Like Marvel DC should have done what Marvel did. Take people from the, you know, have it all be one.
It should have just, been an A line and a B line. So Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman are movies. Green Arrow, Flash, Cyborg are TV shows. But no, we're going to have everyone go see, no one wants to go see a Cyborg movie.
Right.
You got to, like, they got to put three people, although Marvel's doing the same thing too. No one wants to go see a Thor movie by itself anymore. So Ragnarok's got Hulk fighting in it.
And Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be good.
Well, Doctor Strange was a solo movie.
But Doctor Strange was actually fascinating. And I thought.
I think.
You had to.
But there was a crossover in there, wasn't it?
But there was no. Not.
Wait, who was the crossover in Doctor Strange?
Who? I can't remember who it was. Nobody. No, there's. Because there is always somebody.
There's no Doctor Strange. It was no, like. other main character besides Doctor Strange. Like, I mean, as far as there wasn't a...
Like a Hulk or a Tony Stark
Tony
that came
Stark
in.
Tony Stark or something.
It was just him.
We're, like, with the new Spider-Man coming out, we know Tony Stark's a big part of it.
See, here's the thing I think they did that was very smart. I think they took the magic element and they brought it in very smart, as opposed to fucking Suicide Squad, where you bring in a mystic being and these guys are, like, shooting bullets at a, you know, at a magic thing and it stops it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, magic is a super hard one. Yeah. I mean, it's going to keep being because that's like Superman's weakness, right?
Exactly.
It's like, it's either kryptonite or magic. They never want to do magic. So they're just like, more kryptonite. Also, he's not. Also, he has powers against kryptonite. If he concentrates hard enough. If he really believes. Because he's also a Green Lantern,
right? So
I
wild,
don't.
Man.
Yeah, no, I just don't. I don't like. I don't like the D. I just. I don't. I don't think I like the DC movies.
You know,
I just
DC
don't
does
think
really
I
good
like
animated
DC
movies.
Movies.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, when they did the Red
Mask
Hood.
Of the Phantasm.
Mask, yeah, Phantasm. Oh.
Well, the problem what I read was that they have two divisions going on. They have the TV and the films, and they don't work together.
Yeah.
And so they're coming up.
Well, now they've got three, right? Because they've got the animated universe, they've got the TV, they've got the CW universe, and then they've got the movie universe.
Yeah. But they just don't. You know, when they're.
Are they treating it like Earth 2 and Earth?
No,
or it's just completely.
You can't do that because
they don't even
in
look
the Flash on TV, they are
Supergirl's
going
part
to,
of like a different Earth, and then
no, the whole plot line is riddled with other Earths.
That's
like,
right.
That's
the
Earth. They've had
Earth 2 with Wells and
yeah. Well,
so,
they've had three,
Jesse Quick.
Four different Wells is on now,
right?
And
yeah,
which I'm sure is the only reason they got that dude on that. I can't remember his name right now, but not Zach Braff.
Older Zach Braff.
Marvel, they're doing Iron Man and all them as movies,
right? And then Iron Fist and all those other guys
is
are on
street.
Netflix.
The separation is street,
I mean,
level versus
the only
Avengers
person
level.
Who's crossed over is Coulson.
Spider-Man.
Coulson from
that's
right.
So that's different than like the Flat. Because
well, but
imagine the contract problems of trying to get Flash from the TV show up to the movie. For whatever.
But
like
I bet you anything we'll see one of these TV guys in Infinity War in some way, shape, or form.
I think so.
No,
you don't think so?
I mean, just because all the TV guys are bitching about how they're not getting it. But I bet if it's any of the TV guys, it ends up being from the Netflix side.
Yeah, exactly.
From
like
the agents. That's the people who are upset though, are the cast from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They're pissed that they're not getting.
Well, they thought they were gonna end up there, and it's like,
well, they still might.
They're too
doesn't
far.
Sound like
nah.
it. They kind of drifted off. Each
Didn't
other.
They kind of like break up it's, S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, they broke it up and put it back together. That's another show that's serious. I think the
but
movies
Hydra,
are just done with.
But Hydra isn't. In and out thing. Hydra dissolves and comes back. Dissolves and comes back.
Rest in peace, Gary Shandling.
It never gets cut off. One, the heads go away and then it comes back. Historically, from what I've read,
right in the show, in the show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, Hydra is
coming back.
But they also gave like an alternate origin of Hydra.
Then the comic books,
right? But that's kind of one of the things. It's like they've like also closed down Hydra now.
Wait, so what was Hydra in the comic books?
In the comic books, it's got a bunch of different origins too.
Oh, okay,
but mostly it's Red Skull formed it. Like the Captain America.
What happened
the
to Red
first
Skull?
Adventure.
Is he dead or is
he
coming? He
died.
Back?
He died in that. I mean, he died in Captain America. Yeah. All right, if they're really going to start making these Marvel movies like the comic books,
right.
Some dead people are going to start
coming back. Because
that's what happens.
Because Wanda's brother,
Quicksilver,
Pietro. He
died.
But
well,
I mean,
yeah,
what Infinity Stone brings him back? The
life, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
there's all this other
The Infinity Stones.
So
the
Infinity Stones.
This is exactly why I didn't pay attention to Marvel.
There's too much going on.
Confusing. Like what?
No. Let's go through the list of what effects the different kryptonites have before we let things get too confusing.
Red kryptonite pisses off
Superman. Hey, let's see what Batmite and Mr. Mixtleplex are up to before things get too confusing on the DC side.
Between
let's talk
and
with the four different Robins before things get too confusing on the DC side.
Superman and Green Lantern, they've taught we color code everything.
Which Green
okay?
Lantern?
We color code everything.
Hal Jordan?
Right, that's racist. John Stewart. I got you.
Okay, that makes sense.
We color code it. So you don't have all these intricate plots.
Well,
no.
Yeah. I think they just need Superman. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Are you kidding? They split him into red and blue ones. They had four different Supermans when they killed him.
Yeah.
They, like,
they weren't the real Superman. It was a ruse.
One was a robot. One was.
That's got to be. Well, it wasn't just. It wasn't a robot. It was the Eradicator.
That's right.
Right. Superman didn't actually die.
You had.
He was just sleeping.
He was tuckered out.
He was sleeping.
He was a little tired.
Because that's what it looks like when you die. Sleep in the endless sleep.
Superboy
and dirt
Prime.
Rises off your coffin.
And he healed himself.
Superboy Prime. If you want to talk about confusing things, Superboy Prime. Right.
Yeah.
No, that's he was the Superboy from our world.
Oh, okay.
Whose parents were such big Superman fans, they named him Clark Kent. And then he actually got Superman powers.
Wow. I bought that episode new. I remember.
Did you really?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Man.
That's DC.
Well,
DC.
She said, no, I always knew I would
DC
name.
Was
I
such
knew
nonsense.
Always. No, she said, I always knew I would name my child Clark before I married somebody named Kent. And he was afraid everyone's going to make fun of it. Tough.
Yeah. So he ended
and
up becoming.
And then he ended up superpowers. What a coincidence.
DC is
so fucking cheesy.
So ridiculous.
DC. I just want DC to be better. That's all I want.
Does Marvel
save
have...
Martha? What are you talking about? You mean your mom? Why wouldn't you call her mom like everyone else would in a moment? My mom. I can't even say my mom's name without like Maggie. Maggie.
Oh, God. Yeah. Mm. I didn't know. I didn't like. I mean, my wife loved. Batman, Superman. You know, if you watch the extended version, it actually makes a lot more sense.
My friend who I made the Winter Soldier joke about, she really enjoyed it because Batman and Superman choking each other.
Right.
Which she really, especially when Batman chokes Superman with his armor.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was just hassling her about this at lunch. Like, ooh, Batman, you're so much stronger than I expected. Oh, I'm so powerless.
What would you
she have, loves that. She like, okay. Oh, yeah. Like,
what would you have done different for that movie? Like, or would you have just...
I need to see the extended version.
Split it into two, at least, like it clearly needed to be. Like,
yeah, if
like,
you were going to do it, like, I still don't like Batman as a killer. You know what I mean? I like that he has a code of honor. I guess you got to go there, but...
I mean, if you're going to do that, explain it. Explain that rather than how he became Batman.
Right.
Again, for the umpteenth time.
Right.
Like, I couldn't believe they opened that with the... fucking alley scene again. Like, if there's one thing Americans
don't need
to, like...
Yeah, they did that.
I just know Justice League better explain it.
Oh, my
when
God.
When it comes out.
Better explain why
Batman.
Bruce Wayne became fat. Why don't they explain why Robin's suit had shit spray painted all over it? Why not explain that?
Clearly that's
I think
Jason
Aquaman,
Todd, right?
When Aquaman talked to him, like...
Did you see the Aquaman?
I might join you.
Aquaman
I might join
might
you,
be cool.
Yeah.
But I need to
Aquaman
know how did you
be
become
cool.
Batman?
Did you see that Aquaman clip that Zack Snyder posted of him like in Atlantis and
recently?
Yeah, recently.
No, I just watched some good episodes of Stargate Atlantis
there you
when
go.
Jason Momoa does that sweet jumping punching thing that Roman Reigns ripped off of him.
Stargate was so
the
good.
Only thing I know about wrestling right now is they've got a cheap knockoff Jason Momoa called Roman Reigns.
So, okay, were you guys like WWF or WCW fans?
I quit drinking.
You're right.
So I stopped following wrestling and NASCAR.
I was a huge WWF fan, like Shawn Michaels.
It was, if I remember right, it was WCW.
Look, when I started off watching WWF.
Okay.
All right.
Then you went to WCW?
Well, because I was watching. You know what? I got sick of every day. I hated jobbers so much. Every I could never see a good match.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about like that Saturday morning crap?
You had to get pay-per-views to see any good matches. But you could see them occasionally happen on WCW.
Yeah.
They would happen every week.
Well, that's because like they're the that the difference between their top tier and bottom tier wasn't the same spread as like when you've got Hulk Hogan. Right. But they
WCW
started
is end up wait, getting no, no, Hulk WCW recruiting. Is way more respected as a wrestling organization though.
Was it?
Like no.
Oh, it was all the classics.
WWE was more popular.
And,
it was getting the cartoons.
It was more
and
edgy
stuff,
and stuff.
Everyone loved. Everyone what? Talked about. The quality of wrestling.
Are we talking the 80s or are we talking the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay, 80s. Okay,
and then,
that's what you're saying.
No, it was. I mean, as far as the
it's
wrestlers,
just,
they
it's
wanted to
It's just like
there.
Saying that's the Red Robin where they really do a nice job with the burgers. It's like it's
no,
they
no,
all
no.
make the...
If we're talking wrestling, like the wrestling great matches were happening in WCW. And
really?
More, and the more independent ones.
I don't... I It didn't like... I,
to me, WWF... To me, WWF in the 80s...
Sting. Sting was fun. Because he was like doing Batman shit. He kept swinging it for the. See,
yeah,
like,
that was like in the 90s.
That was the
like,
only thing that would get me to look up from my.
I remember Sting in the like 90s or in the 80s. He had all the yellow and like all the. He was like a. I don't even know what he was. He was like a shitty Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No. Ultimate Warrior was a shitty Sting.
No, Ultimate Warrior was awesome.
Ultimate Warrior, everything that...
Well, Ultimate Warrior was awesome except for the times when the smoke machine wouldn't go off correctly and then everyone kind of had to stand around flailing their arms coming up with a reason why they would
the
fall
Ultimate
over.
Ultimate Warrior is here. Is here to make Joe.
He's supposed to be like Tarzan.
Yeah,
Vader.
But then once he started talking more and started expressing his views, everyone was like, just go back to saying
wrestle.
The warrior things.
Yeah. No, I had more fun
with
WWE.
Until, like, the Raw stuff started.
Yeah.
Raw's War.
Raw's War was good. Because Stone Cold came in with The Rock.
And, look, most of the time, even now, I think if you ask a lot of wrestlers, name them the greatest matches in wrestling history. Mm-hmm. Most of them will end up falling to WCW matches. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
See, but I was never into wrestling for the matches. I was like, I was a Macho Man guy.
There you go.
Because
right?
he was just doing a lot of coke and then get by to like, oh, I found a packet of cream that I brought out with me because of some nonsense I thought while I was tying my bandana on, brother.
That's
great. And then why would you watch it?
See, okay.
I'm talking wrestling.
Okay, what are your top five?
The Four Horsemen.
What are your top five matches in the 80s?
Archangel. I've actually tried to remember the 90s.
I will say
Horsemen.
Just one of your top two. I will say one of the best. Okay. WWF had one of the best.
Right.
The Ricky Steamboat.
And Macho Man.
Macho Man at WrestleMania.
WrestleMania,
3.
Okay.
The Ric Flair Steamboat match.
That better?
I've written one. Yeah, it was an incredible match.
Okay.
I
just never could get with WCW for some reason. I just always thought it was a cheesier version of WWF. But, I mean, mine was Steamboat and... Because
you were like 12 when it was
Yeah, that's true.
On.
I always forget you're 10 years older. So, I mean, he's only
more
30.
Mature. More mature.
That's right.
I watch Power Rangers because when my fights are scripted, I want lasers.
Yes.
Like, why not?
See,
and
no.
Zords. Oh,
are you
Zords.
Excited for the new movie?
I go back and forth on
that. I
like, I'm more excited actually about the new Pacific Rim.
I think
that might be good, actually. With
John
Boyega
is playing the son of, whatchamacallit, what's his face?
Who played Idris Elba.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
I can't remember what the name of the characters. There's the commander, there's Sons of Anarchy, there's the attractive woman that he's going to do the
Why?
Movie with here. There's Australian team.
Right.
There's Russian team.
Yeah, that's right.
There's
they
Chinese
team,
triplets.
Right.
And
that's
what am I forgetting? Science Squad. Charlie Day. And,
that's right. Where they were like dissecting
the guy from... Yeah, Burn Gorman from... He was... Where did I see him in first? That guy does nothing but geek stuff. He was... I'm going to get this. Torchwood. He was on the original Torchwood team. Yeah. See, Torchwood's some geek stuff you guys didn't do, right? That's
Torchwood.
A Doctor Who spinoff.
Oh, okay. I've never watched Doctor Who. What is Doctor Who about?
It's space wizard with a space wand.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's all kinds of explanations for... Okay, so the Doctor...
The whitest
it's
world.
Not white, it's British, which is a very
which
specific kind of white. It's a very specific
Hold on. Can
kind.
Can you do an English accent?
A I'm not right now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm like on the fly anymore. I used to be able to.
You know, it's funny when you're around it enough, you can pick it up. Like I feel like I have an ear for it. Like when I was on the cruise ship,
a lot of people think they can. Yeah.
No, I mean like that's why I like because the kids kept talking about my Flash T-shirt, and then I would like mimic them and stuff like to Crystal. But
oh, that's Flash.
Yeah, exactly,
mate.
Flash. It's a Flash T-shirt.
I love talking to
Expecto Patronum.
My daughter does that. My daughter goes, I can speak an English accent.
Yeah.
Like, no, can honey. You?
Like I was like, yeah, I was raised with Monty Python, but now I'm not sure those guys were ever British. Like, I think they were a special thing.
Right.
Other British people are like, we can't talk like them.
Oh, man.
Doctor Who is cool. Mm-hmm. It's definitely weird. It's kind of a cultural thing.
So right.
But it started off as a children's show. And it was going to be, it's a time traveling show, and they were going to do sometimes in the future, mm-hmm. and they'd learn about science, right. and sometimes in the past, and they'd learn about history.
Okay.
And it took along two school teachers, one a history teacher and one a science teacher, and like his mysterious granddaughter and stuff. And they ditched the teachers fairly quickly, and he just has people that go with him.
Right.
And he's like, that I think now multiple thousands years old.
Oh, okay.
He's from a species that they don't, when they get hurt, they regenerate.
Okay. It's
basically so they can recast a new doctor.
Right.
It turns into somebody who looks different, actually has different personality.
Oh, no shit. Wait, so how many seasons are you
going to regenerate? We're going to regenerate Manny.
They really are tired of white dudes being the doctor. It's like 13 now. They're like a woman, black guy, at least a redhead.
Oh, okay.
Like they've made previous jokes with the doctors. So, they're like, I want to be a ginger. They're like, please let him at least be a ginger. That's the closest we get to ethnic sometimes.
So
in
Britain. How many seasons are they in?
I mean, it depends on how you count it. So the show originally started the same week JFK was assassinated.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't watch all the old stuff, you just watch the like mm-hmm. relaunch stuff.
Right.
It's still like, since 2003.
Oh shit, okay.
But they didn't do steady seasons too. Like they take
breaks.
Like break that
right.
goes on. This last one feels like it's gone on for 2 years.
Oh shit.
Like there was a Christmas special episode. There's always a Christmas episode of
right.
Doctor Who. which is
I always wanted a Christmas Star Trek episode.
Didn't they do one?
That. No.
Oh no, I was thinking of that movie that
Federation
you
Day.
No.
Generations.
Generations.
Was that
they had a quick Christmas
scene. They had Christmas
scene.
Stuff
yeah,
because
yeah.
the
when it, in his dream of
his
yeah.
family died
when he was
yeah.
in the Nexus.
Yeah.
In the Nexus, because that nice family that we met after he was recuperating from the Borg incident.
Yeah.
They just killed them all off screen.
Yeah.
Just, hey, you know, the family had dead.
Yeah, they're all dead.
To move this along.
Sorry. Sorry, Captain. Your whole family's dead.
Cold-blooded, man. Nah, Star Trek is cutthroat. Man.
Star Trek is cutthroat.
It is, man.
Did you not see Firefly? Like, what, did you not watch Serenity?
They killed Captain Julio, man. Captain Julio went down to the planet. And
Captain Julio?
It's fucked up, man.
Who's Kevin Hull?
You never saw that episode? No, I'm making shit up.
I'm like, what?
Have they ever had a Mexican captain?
It's way too ethnic.
I'm trying to think if there was even like a
side. That's why Mexicans
There's
don't fuck with Star Trek.
There's not a lot of Latinos in Star Trek.
They do, so everybody cleans up their own shit, huh? Is this what
know.
You're telling me? Racist?
I don't know why they're... I'm trying to think of actually...
I'm trying to think
anybody?
Of a single...
Single Captain Julio,
Trek,
Captain
Latino,
Martinez.
I'm trying to think of a Latin. A lat lieutenant or something.
Okay, we're gonna start a fucking GoFundMe, dude.
I can't.
Well, I think the new one, Discovery, that's coming out. They have like one of everything. Like they're just trying to be like, no,
we got everybody.
We're inclusive.
One of everything.
One of everything. If somebody comes out like, you missed a native. No, right here. New lieutenant, coming in. Come on,
Lieutenant Little John.
Well, that's. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, like the. If I'm remembering right, which I'm probably not, but the guy who played Chakotay, I think, was actually Hispanic.
Well, probably, but he needed to be native.
Well, yeah, like Chakotay was. Well, I mean, but like Hispanic Latino, that's why they have different cultures from the
Native Americans.
Still Native Americans, I guess, right? Because it's
right.
South America.
He never talked about making guacamole. or a salsa.
Or the wall.
They would have done that
yeah,
if they thought he was Latino.
Right.
Because, I mean, because they had enough of him talking to birds and his
they did. It was stick. it wasn't the best it wasn't the best Native American portrayal either, was it? It was
they just kind of every Native American on Star Trek had to believe in all the old Native American.
Nothing like getting woke to just ruin stuff. Then you look at Ferengis and you're just like, man, space Jews.
It's so crazy how many like people just complain in life, but you never just see Native Americans just talking shit, just complaining, man.
You never hang out with Danny Littlejohn? That's all he does.
Yeah,
man.
That's true.
He's like, Littlejohn. You white people.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you don't speak the language? Go back to your country. Yeah, that's true. That's true. He talks a lot of shit.
He's a good man. He's a filmmaker.
Is he?
Yeah.
His wife,
yeah, they write scripts together. Yeah. Do them.
Shit that we
make shit happen.
Yeah, shit that I'm always talking about doing that I never fucking
do. Yeah. No, I've got a really nice Minecraft ranch. That I work on really hard. We're doing an expansion.
Zelda for me right now is just consuming everything.
I'm all like, I'm not buying a Switch. And then when Amazon had some on the truck, I was into the app trying to get, before I even bothered to check the bank account to see if I had enough, which I did not. I was trying to buy it. I'm like, no, man, no, you're not getting me like this again. I have Ocarina of Time on the DS or something, whatever the thing I carry around, 3DS.
3DS, yeah.
Whatever the thing I carry around is now. I'm old. Dude, I'm old, man. I just don't like.
You know what? Retirement.
Link is going to do shit after I'm gone. I'm learning to accept that.
You know what's funny to think? Like, retirement communities might be awesome because we have video games. They all were doing shit.
And like, they don't like video games.
They don't like video games.
Like, our retirement communities are going to have like all virtual reality.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be, well, they were, I was
it's gonna be like, hip hop playing all the time.
they do talk
back
about
that.
They talk about the video games in economic terms because there's it's not a huge percentage, but there is a chunk of working eligible, mostly like 90% males that just don't. And they just play video games. Yeah. And it's like, it's because you could do a lot of shit. You could work your ass off and not have the money to do anything close to what you can do in a video. And like, what, you're going to save up the money to become a golfer and a motors cross? You're going to drive F1. You're going to go explore ruins. And
My ex-wife's dad, like what he did, like he was kind of semi-retired.
Okay.
And go off and they'd, I would just think, like, when I heard about, like, the trips he was on, like, oh, it sounds like they went to a cool vacation, but, man, their trip sounded boring as shit.
Dude,
like,
right?
I'm like, what are you doing?
That's how my in-laws are. Like, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law.
Boring as shit.
They, like, no, I mean, they just go in their motorhome around the country. I'm like, that doesn't seem like fun to me.
I could see the motorhome thing if you're doing something, if you're, like, I don't know, you exploring know something. If you're into exploring,
yeah, maybe
stuff,
you know,
like
to me,
like,
if
do
I'm,
a podcast, doing.
You know what actually be fun is if you were like 65 and retired, right? You just took the motorhome and just went and did an old man's like comedy tour, man. That shit would be fun. No,
I knew an old roommate.
More fun to do now.
Yeah, like, that's true.
That's the problem.
An old roommate of mine, he met a couple on a set that they were extras, and that's what they did in their retirement.
Oh, yeah, my aunt traveling. Does that.
Does she travel to do it?
She's not an extra. She just travels.
Okay, well, so no, but they were extras
in an RV.
Films.
Okay,
they would be at one location, and then the film crew would be telling him like, well, this other movie we're working on is going to be down in Santa La Jolla, and they're like, all right.
Crazy.
And so they would get in the motorhome and go.
Do they get
down
paid or
eat.
No?
Yeah,
you get paid for films.
Extra?
Yeah, for
films.
Nice.
You would know that if there was any film incentives in this city.
Dude,
right?
We just pass some fucking film incentives? Jesus. Like,
guys,
sorry.
There's stuff shot here and you could be getting paid if you would just.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, I know, yeah.
There's stuff here.
But it could be bigger stuff here.
Yeah,
there
could be.
It could be.
But if we don't have people like you actually trying to get into them.
That's true. Then why are, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. All right, fuck you. All right, next subject.
Get your headshots. I'll get you in some damn movies.
That's
I don't want to be in movies. I want to be in CW shows.
Exactly.
I look like what the CW thinks my age looks like.
Yes.
So that's perfect.
What?
I know. It doesn't make sense to me either, but everyone else looks at me like, yeah. You look like, I don't know what that means.
You can play a high school kid.
I look like a high school kid playing an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what the CW thinks you should have playing adults.
You know what
Or maybe they have adults playing teenagers. Like, I can't figure out what's wrong, but there's
Beverly
some...
Beverly Hills 90210 with that Dylan guy. Dylan?
Yeah, with that Dylan,
like,
yeah.
He's like 40.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm just here to get my... I'm just finishing off one course.
Man, that's the...
I just need to get my 3 credits of English.
Either so, yeah, we...
No,
we,
I think with the beard, I can play hip dad now. Like, ah!
It's so crazy.
You're grounded.
Like, we learned about... from Ashley Cozine. Remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that... So much easier for men because we can play, you know, various ages.
Oh, yeah.
But women have this gap where it's like, you know, young and then it's like the older.
Yeah, wait till you're old.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, once you're ready for grandma.
That sucks. Unless you're just, I don't know. Even like actresses that are like well established, they just kind of fall off when you're maybe doing an HBO movie, showing your tits or something. It's just awful. Yeah.
It's not enough. Interesting. I don't know if I want to say interesting, but commercially marketed stuff is developed for it. You know, it's unless it's a Lifetime.
Well, right,
it's like it. People act like no one in American culture wants to see. I mean, it's a movie it's about women in their mid 30s to 50s.
I feel like there's got to be right. I mean,
well, I there absolutely there. Has to be a market, but they just. I mean, it's not. It's not how. It's not how we have anything set up. I mean,
new HBO. Series that my wife is
little
watching.
Lies, then
is it
Dirty Little Lies?
Is that the one with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
So she's watching that. That's kind of got the 30 something 20.
No, they're not. They're old women. I'm not gonna watch it.
What an asshole!
I do want to watch it.
Like that's I'm not gonna like that's one of the things we were talking about earlier about. Just I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah.
Like I'm not interested. Now to be fair, I'm also not interested in like. Stuff that I'm supposed to be in the demographic for either.
Right.
Like, I was really struggling when you guys started talking about wrestling to not start watching episodes of Stargate Atlantis in my head because, like, I could hear...
I don't watch wrestling now.
Yeah,
like,
not anymore. This was,
just
yeah.
like, when I was a kid.
You know what?
I was into a lot of different things as a kid.
Oh, sure. I was in the Knight Rider.
Right now... That's not a shock.
I mean, MacGyver was my shock.
No, that show was designed for kids.
Nobody talks to
you. The only thing that was a shock for Knight Rider was the adults that watched it. Not
Dylan,
other adults.
Nobody listens hears you say, oh, I watched Knight Rider and is shocked at all. on HBO, there's a show with Pete Holmes. Have you seen that?
No.
It's about him as an open mic comic.
No
like,
shit.
Starting off, he's trying to become a comedian.
Dude.
It's just like the third episode. It's fucking brilliant and wonderful and the most realistic
really
you've ever seen
except that Pete Holmes is playing someone who's starting because like
it?
I saw the first half.
Good
it looks good but again it's that same double standard like no one's batting an eye that he's playing 15-20 years younger than he is or however long he's been doing this because he's not playing his age right he's playing like it's allowed to be more nebulous. Yeah.
It's so cool to watch these guys because I remember when Pete Davis came to the parlor with Nick Cannon and he was just kind of Nick Cannon's guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Hollingsworth hit it off with him and they were real cool. And then all of a sudden Pete blows up. And then Little Rel Lowry. I don't know if you've ever worked with. Did you see Get Out yet?
No.
No, okay. So
the main actor, though?
The
TSA.
I worked with him, and, you know, it's like years, like, so 4 years later, this dude's in a movie and making it happen for himself. So it's just kind of cool to see people evolve and do shit. But I guess I got to get headshots and start doing the local.
I mean, you could be like me and me auditioning weekly for shit and not getting it.
Man, I see.
I not get shit week after week.
You know what, though? I didn't think that's
See,
what...
but we don't get shit week after week, too. But we're also not in the running for anything.
Very true.
And
very true.
We might be. I don't know.
Do you ever get depressed, though, when, like, you don't get some shit?
You know what? Lately, I've been depressed looking at my video.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it. And so that's why I'm day two without caffeine.
Okay.
Woo.
Dude.
Trying to...
Do you have headaches yet?
No, I don't get headaches. Okay. I just get tired.
You rotten how can you?
I just don't get.
Then know, quitting coffee is like, the big deal for you.
I am just way too big on my videos now, and I'm like,
it's I just first off
limiting me so much
to the listeners mm-hmm. that are still listening to us ramble today. This is Dylan was fucking awesome. He walked into Silas's work kitchen and just said, "I'm taking a fucking coffee from this place," and just made one.
It's a Keurig, so yeah, you know, I'd set up for that. I was also like remembering how nice it is to have like a normal job so you can get into stuff right. like this. Yeah.
This is like, a normal job though.
I mean, it's
10 people show up.
Nobody's ever here. I've used the Keurig probably more than for anybody. Podcast people coming in here than anyone else.
Let me ask you this though.
They're like, why are all our cups gone now?
Are eyebrows raised if you show up in shorts?
Nobody's here to notice.
Yeah, that's one of the cutoffs for me usually. It's like I'm in some, you know, as soon as the weather hits basically 70, I'm wearing shorts because I'm a pizza boy.
When did you first discover your nerd?
I mean, that was like probably when I was getting into an argument with an old guy about whether the saucer section had ever separated in the original series. Or whether that was just something that was discussed.
Well, yeah. Do you remember the first nerdy thing that you ever got into?
So I was arguing with an older guy. I was like 8 or 9. It wasn't because it was Star Trek. It was because of how I noticed everyone else was looking at the two of us.
No,
that's what I realized.
That's not
it was
the question
a nerd,
I'm
nerd
asking.
Thing.
That's not what I'm asking. What is the first nerdy thing you got into?
Was Transformers and Voltron before that.
Was that your gateway?
He-Man.
Does anybody remember the show Mask?
Yeah, Mask was great. Dude, Mask was a cartoon about this, I guess you'd call them special ops team.
Yeah.
That had these vehicles that would transform. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But no one knew.
Was it Mask Crusaders? It was just Mask. Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, it was like the first word was Mask.
Yeah, it was
the acronym too.
I remember they had like these cool
like
masks.
These
cool
helmet
down.
Would go down on them, and then their cars would turn into planes, and their motorcycles would turn into helicopters.
Yeah, it was badass.
And the bad guys also. I mean, it didn't make much sense. How about this one? Did anyone else do Dino Wars?
Oh, I feel like I did.
Dino Wars was great. I'm trying to remember. They didn't make a whole lot of them. They made a lot of action figures for them too.
I remember the action figures.
My shit was Silverhawks. Nobody remembers.
Silverhawks was great. If you had a hoodie, you could play Silverhawks real easy because you just drop your arms down, you stick them into your hoodie pockets, you bring your arms up, and you got your Silverhawk wigs.
You never watched Silverhawks?
No.
Oh,
Silverhawks was like kindergarten, first grade. Yeah. Silverhawks was a space version of Thundercats.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? I think like I had certain shows that I watched, and it's wild. My dad was a cable installer.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, No, you just got everything.
Oh, you got everything.
Right, because you knew
That's
how to sit. Like,
because this was a time that they were trying to get you to talk to people about cable.
Oh.
Like, why you should have cable. No, it's really cool. There's a lot of channels.
So you got Playboy.
Oh, yeah, but
else.
Cable installers also know. Cable installers also know how to have it. Like, because the cable pumps every channel into your house, and then they set it up
to block
from
channels.
Stuff. So,
but, I mean... Yeah. My dad had no qualms about giving people extra shit.
Yeah.
But we were allowed to, and that was a big thing.
But then you got free pay-per-views, right?
But here's the thing. So I watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
All the time. No, I'm old, dude. I'm talking new.
Oh, you mean like four or five channels? When is this, 90s or is this
80s?
I'm talking early 80s.
Late 70s.
Because okay, late 70s. Because I was thinking like, I remember when my dad had to put this filter on the back of the TV to watch like the Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah. There was like attachment,
And I remember he thought he had like free like fights and shit. And then he looked at the cable bill like 2 months later and that shit was like through the roof.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
So I used to watch a lot of movies when I was a kid. And I wasn't watching these cartoons and other. Like, I remember seeing the movie 1941, the Spielberg comedy I would watch a bunch of movies like that on HBO, and I would watch them again and again.
Right.
Because they aired all
the
time.
Because they'd be on HBO, right.
Yeah.
Because that's how the movies
are. Yeah.
And there was only, I'm so old, there used to be one HBO channel.
Right.
Yeah. You remember the HBO like preview thing when the big HBO sign would come down and it go like hovering over the neighborhood and shit? Or was that?
I think I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. See, my dad used to bootleg everything. So when it came on HBO, he'd record and then he'd put that shit in the like fucking.
See, we didn't have HBO, and I was like, "But Fraggle Rock is on."
Right? Oh, Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know. My life was maybe more random. I didn't catch a lot of things, but then I was just into whatever. I was so into Star Wars just again and again. I just wanted to watch it, and then Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love space stuff so much. Yeah. That like my friends liked He-Man and he had He-Man stuff, but I would watch him like, meh.
I kind of wonder if there's
Star Wars.
I wonder if like minorities like liked space, like shit like Star Trek, because it was like you got to get away from a planet full of like bigotry and shit. You know what I mean? So it's like where everybody got along.
Yeah. So, like
one like those the anime cartoons and the Hanna-Barbera cartoons were both very. I mean, the anime was Japanese and the Hanna-Barbera was white.
Yeah,
it
that's
was
true.
Just white. Like, I'm trying to think, but He-Man.
Maybe that's why
He-Man
Yogi Bear was
just
my
white.
Favorite.
Yeah.
He was a brown guy.
Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo-boo.
Like, hey, yeah, that's my guy.
Yogi.
Like
man, he was always getting
into
some
shit. I don't think
we
should tank it, Yogi. The Ranger is not going to like
they had
this.
A lot of. They had Quick Draw McGraw. No, what you call it? They had.
Quick Draw McGraw. Was they the had, crocodile, right?
I think so. And who was the blue? Huckleberry Ham?
Huckleberry Ham.
Yeah,
had,
McGilly Gorilla. McGilly Gorilla.
They had the
God, I don't want to. There was so many.
Homosexual
man.
Panther. God, I don't want to.
Pink Panther?
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was,
exit stage left.
Yeah, yeah. Snagglepuss.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Truman Capote. He was. That's the thing is all the Hanna-Barbera things were ripped off of something, too. Yeah. So, like, Yogi Bear was the neighbor from. Honeymooners.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred Flintstone was the husband
from crazy.
Ralph Cramden.
Hey, Bond. Yeah, that shit.
Wait, so they were the same characters?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I guess they just kind of repeated the same kind of characters.
Yeah, cartoons always do that. Inspector Gadget was just get smart, but with a suit that
isn't it crazy that Penny had the first iPad.
You know how much of a basic bro I am? My first crush was Penny.
Oh, there you go.
My first crush was Penny. And I didn't realize how much the stuff made me, like, was like, and I saw a meme come through about having a crush on Emma Watson. And I was just like, oh, right in the kidney. Oh, dude, especially in the Belle outfit. Oh, man. How simple am I?
You're right. Oh, God. She's awesome. She doesn't like, taking pictures for...
What?
I guess she said people can track her down. Like, if somebody takes a picture of her, like, people, like, in that second can tell where she's at.
Yeah, geo-tracking.
I mean, it's true for any of us, you know? I really like that new place I moved into, and I was like, still gonna put some picture, but it feels so sketchy, too. It's like, and you can go get bugged at it.
Are people gonna...
I mean, what I always said was like, why I'm not famous? Why I'm not going to be a big deal? Why would that ever be a big deal?
Right.
But then I get into a relationship with someone I care about who has a teenager. That happened to me for a while, and that had me really looking different in how I do shit. Man. And then I look at how you try to do some activist stuff. Some of these you talk online, some people go crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm anti-gun. I've got some logical arguments. I've got some illogical arguments for it. Like, I grew up in Idaho. I used to go hunting. I used to go hunting when we really shouldn't have been hunting.
Right.
Alcohol and guns are always next to each other in those situations.
Man.
And it's always people who later talk about, I always use my firearm safely. I saw you shoot the top off a Jack Daniels bottle.
Right.
I saw that.
Man.
But
I mean.
But like you get into a, you don't even try to get into an argument. Just say your piece online and
it's true,
people
you're not
are tracking check. You down.
It's crazy,
like, I will come find you. I'm like, whoa, where are you going to come find me? Well. Damn. I live 7 blocks from a light rail station. If someone has that little to do with their life, they can get to SeaTac and get to my place super fucking easy.
I mean, they can track you via your microwave now. So I mean,
No. That's what they take pictures from.
Oh, I see.
It's not Shockwave. It's his camera friend, whose name eludes me.
But it's called microwaves or transformers.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they? Yeah, actually. I heard this is actually true. The government has been kind of covering it up that all taco trucks are just lazy Mexican transformers that don't transform. It's so racist. I'm sorry.
That gives me more of an excuse for my stoned screaming at the taco truck. I was demanding answers. I wasn't just angry that they weren't open.
Do you feel safe at a taco truck? Like eating at a taco truck?
Not really. I mean, it's probably clean, but I feel
used to think they were super sketchy, and now I'm discovering that's where all the good food is.
Well, I mean,
it's definitely good. I just feel like
restaurants are super sketchy. Yeah. I mean, just restaurants are super sketchy.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Don't go into it. If you want to continue to enjoy your favorite restaurant, stay the fuck away from the kitchen.
Yeah.
Look,
because you will.
I'm not talking logic. I'm talking about how I felt.
Right.
I'm seeing, especially watching these food truck shows. Yeah. I used to like the Great Food Truck Race until they've ruined it. Now it's a horrible show, but it was the first season. It was wonderful and all these.
Wait, what was it called? Food Truck Race?
The Great Food Truck Race. They raced across the country.
Oh, no shit.
And they had compete in each city. See who there were like 18 trucks in the first season. That's
so what was like the time limit?
Was it actually a race?
The first season.
So
was
they had to like drive
race.
While they were cooking?
Damn.
No, but they like
boo. Drive while cooking or get out.
Yeah.
They would if they like got first place, they got a head start of so much time.
Oh, okay, okay,
kind of
like Amazing Race, but with food.
Yeah.
No, I need next level stuff on that. I need the vans. The food trucks never stop moving for the entire season.
Right.
They're refueled in motion by fueling tanker trucks.
How do you sell it then? How do you sell food?
You just get that shit right out the side. You get that right out of there.
You get, PayPal me, and I'll throw it to you.
Venmo.
Because Venmo will throw that shit.
You know, like, they're doing away with a lot of different reality shows, aren't they? I mean, there's no more Amazing Race.
Is there?
I don't know.
I think it's going on still.
They don't do Biggest Loser anymore.
I think
they
just do everything. They just make everything and then they put it on a second or third tier channel.
Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah,
like FX,
true.
Why cancel it? Just put it on FXX.
Exactly.
X.
The porno FX.
Well, I'm glad reality shows are
dying off.
Lowering a bit.
I think they're just moving those separate channels. The TLC.
Less people watching.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Hoarders. Right now.
Oh my God, I can't watch Hoarders.
Well,
like it's just
I have to.
So okay, like Silas isn't a full hoarder.
Oh, I'm real close.
But he was close. We had to clean out the baby room and he literally just like he was like, "Oh, I might need this tape sometime." I was like, "Motherfucker, when are you gonna need like packaging tape for like this like
well
I've gone back and forth on that type of big containers full of cords. I could use that again.
Yeah.
You know what? I could use a charger for a Motorola Razr
V3. But you should have seen this closet.
From,
there was like shit from like the 90s. That's like it was like Polaroid cameras. I'm like,
this guy's always in houses. You got to fill up that space.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
he had houses, and then there's all this stuff that you probably didn't want to let go of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah, marriage stuff,
marriage
stuff.
But here's the thing. When you see Hoarders and you see a fucking
possum
jump out of
that's
a pizza box.
I watch it because I'm like, I can't look.
Can't get there.
And I've been purging.
That's why I watch episode of Cops.
You're right. my first babysitter, when we would go, like I went to Catholic school, I think their grandparents were paying for their tuition, but their mom and them lived in like a hoarder house. Like there's like garbage bags of clothes everywhere, cat shit on the floor. I'm like, they were like, I remember they made breakfast one morning. They were like, "You want anything?" I was like, "Nope, you're probably shit on that too." You know what I mean?
Had friends like that in school too.
Yeah,
you go over to their house and it's just, our age now, it's like, man, those it's just people with really bad mental health, like whatever makes them think that's okay living,
right?
But
it's like, how do you even live in that? Because I mean, even for your
alcohol.
Your living space, yeah, that's true. Yeah, my dad, I guess, kind of got to that after a while.
When I used to drink, it definitely got to that. I was a put up a sheet over the sink guy.
You're right.
Because it had gotten that bad, and I was not doing them dishes, and it had been months.
Oh, kind of
gross. Yeah, no, man. Totally.
Fair enough. Kidding?
Ugh. Bottles.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, the moment you grow out of that, you're like, how could I live like that? Then you see like people raise kids like that.
Seriously. Just, I feel like my wife won't let me get to that. Because she just is like, no. Didn't I tell you she to clean this shit up? Anything. She won't let me have anything. Like, you should see my house. It looks like a fucking art gallery.
She won't let me live in squalor. Oh, can like, you believe her?
Silas always makes fun of me. He's like, oh, I can see she gave you your little, like, TV space with your video games. And then everything else is just art. And like, and,
great.
His house looks like a Pottery Barn catalog.
It really does.
My apartment is the most put together apartment I've ever had in my life. I'm 37. I still don't have any picture. I have, like, three pictures up on the wall. Everything else is on the floor. Probably where I'm going to put it up. Maybe. There's one. I've got a friend coming to visit, and she gave me this really awesome Star Wars print, and it's been sitting on the frame that I want it to be in. It's not framed yet. I've got 2 days left. I'm running out of time. I went to pick up the frame today, and the glass broke.
Oh, shit.
So, like, if someone was in charge of my life, it's like, oh, and she put art on my wall. Thank God.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have these white, bare walls I've had in all of my...
Manny's house reminds me of when I deal with, like, when I do my newsletter. Now, I have to send it to the mortgage company for them to,
approve it.
Compliance to make sure everything's legal.
Yeah.
That's like Manny bringing something in the house he wants to decorate. Shows it to Crystal. She's like, I'm going to look over this a little bit.
Yeah, no shit. Like, literally.
Sorry, it didn't pass.
I walked in with the Nintendo Switch. I was like, hey, baby, I just got this Nintendo Switch. Is it okay if I put it in my little corner? She's like, take that shit back to the fucking store. I'm like,
Now, was that because it wasn't aesthetic or was it because it was $300 that you just came home with? Okay, see? No, again, that stuff.
She okayed that approval. She approved that shit before. I was like, hey, I was thinking about buying shit from Silas. And like, she was like, how much is it? And I was like, she was like, no, you deserve
it. Oh, well, that, I mean, goom, that you just bought that because you just have that kind of money to throw around for an expert.
I'm just crazy.
Just, you know what? Goombay.
Okay, let me ask you this. Like, do women have a different way of asking like permission for something as opposed to men? Because I feel like
men go, hey, men go, hey, I was thinking I could buy this since, you know, I paid for the rent.
That is exactly what we do. I try to butter her up too. I'm like, hey, I just got you these flowers. Can I go hang out with Silas? She's like, who the fuck's going to be with Silas?
And I don't know what relationship you guys have been in. The last 10 years, I'm like, you're buying me a ticket for that? Okay, then yay, I get to go to that thing. Otherwise, no, I have to spend all my money on gas so I can go to Reno. Maybe they'll book me after this visit.
Right. Well, like, here's the thing. Here's the difference is, like, my wife. She likes to ask me either when I'm not paying attention during a football game, and then I don't even remember agreeing to it, or number two, when I'm half asleep and she asks me to go visit her brother in jail and ask for my social security number.
Visit my brother in jail. Yeah, okay, whatever.
That's exactly what I did, and I didn't remember it. And then I get this email, and it's like, you've been approved to visit Frank in the correctional facility. I'm like, what? And so we go up to Monroe, man, and I'm like, this is the scariest shit I have ever been to, man. I was the only black person in a maximum penitentiary. Scary shit.
There's nothing scary about them when they're in the prison. Dude. It's when they get out of the prison that they're scary.
They have a visiting center that looks like a fucking daycare for inmates. Board games.
Yeah, yeah. No, because it's supposed to be super chill. Yeah. And like, dude, hey, everything's all right
here.
We're
just going to be real calm.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
Everything will be fine if we're very calm.
Yeah. Dude, he was like, her brother was telling me, he was like, yeah, to fuck this one guy up. And like, he talked about beating some guy's ass and then like talked about getting a new roommate. I was like, did you kill him? What the fuck happened,
What happened to the last
her brother?
Yeah, like her half-brother.
Okay, so are you like, is that the part where you're like, oh, shit.
She's
got that in her.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm like. She has, she's half killer. I was like, this bitch is crazy.
We've all got some killer in us. Just a question of how hard you've been pushed.
Okay, Negan.
is that who I went with? Oh.
I thought he was doing a little Batman there.
Probably.
I was like, a little gravelly moron.
How'd you get this way, Dylan? Did it start in an alley?
I watched Voltron at a really, really young age, and I always wanted to form the head.
Yes. The head.
That sounds like the something head. The doctor tells you got.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks like you got the head.
Yeah.
You will always be a right leg.
You're going to need some. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't think they actually. It was early 80s, late 70s anime. I don't think they actually gave people personalities.
Dylan, we're at our time limit here.
Well, fortunately, we didn't really talk about anything that specific, but kept it nice and meandering.
Yeah, man.
I think it was pretty specific about nerd. This is a nerd-heavy
show.
This
was the nerdest. Yeah.
This is the nerdiest of all nerds. This is like the ECCC.
Yes.
Follow-up.
There you go.
I just want to make sure I said enough C's.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did I go too many? I was
three
like,
C's,
did I go
right?
too many?
EC.
Yeah. I was like, wait, did I say four? No, I said three.
ECCC. Oh,
but Comic Con's one word.
Was,
wait, really
what
me.
If we did this? What if we did the ECCCC, Emerald City
Colored
Comic Con? Yeah, there you go.
And then
only four black superheroes show up.
No, and then there's gonna be some white comics in Seattle. Go, how come you could say colored?
You know what?
How come you
I was
say
just
colored?
I didn't say anything about it, but I just looked down at that Real Nerds showcase like one white guy.
Right, dude, that was awesome.
How come there's only
this is my turn.
They had a thing called they had a panel called Black Heroes Matter. Remember when Jack posted that? He like showed it to us.
Nobody showed up.
There was actually a group marching outside that said "All Heroes Matter." So,
so
Superman's out there. What about me? What about me? When did I get my voice? When do I get my voice?
Yeah.
You've been around for like 70 years and everyone knows who you are. Yeah, but how come this one's excluding me? How come this one is excluding me?
Oh, all the focus is on the Icon
white.
This time. Who? Icon.
White.
Who?
Before we wrap
Icon.
This up. Before we wrap this up, I definitely want to say, shout out to Marvel, though. I think they had more black superheroes in the beginning than DC did. I think they really did. I mean, they had Black Panther, right? They had
Black Panther.
Marvel's really
going to
appreciate that,
and they had,
that we spoke out
Storm.
For them.
Yeah, probably. They're going to put us in a movie.
At the same time, the allegory they used for the civil rights movement was almost entirely white people.
True.
Is that like, I mean, Magneto has a story.
Yeah.
Hey,
Professor S was just a wasp. Like, he was straight up, like, moneyed, wealthy.
Yeah.
Like, my parents left me this academy, so I've used it to form a team of mutants. Well, thank God you're that's bald right. Batman.
Wait, I don't actually have a problem with it. I think that is important. I think it's true, though.
Yeah.
You can't get a group of people to understand another group unless you can get them to relate.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And so I think using white people to do that is the same. And honestly, it's the same thing with black culture. Like if white people had problems, they would use black people to explain it to them.
All right.
They would have a story about some black people with small penises trying to get them.
All right. Okay. So here we go. Dylan, let's see. As far as April goes, what's your schedule looking like? Anything you want to promote?
Follow at DYLONCORP on all social media.
Yes.
Because I usually remember my bookings like a week ahead of time and post about them.
Like
and
any you other can, normal comic.
Yeah, but it's at Dylon Corp on everything. So if you like YouTube stuff, you can go see my YouTube clips that way. And the Bernie impressions are up there a couple times.
Yeah,
if
for you corporate bookers.
Like
or?
Twitter. Yeah. The Bernie would.
All our corporate booker listeners here. Bernie
would.
We know that's our
Bernie
demographic.
Would,
yeah.
There's nothing I think would represent Bernie's message more than getting some corporate work with
yes.
it. So
the top one.
We'll probably get you a Target gig.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think I know. Dang it! There's something I think it's gonna be before the show comes out. Like this episode's not coming out this week, right?
No.
So, man. April. Dang it! I'm really follow me.
Okay.
I'd love to see some more follows. We
there
have fun on Mondays.
Yes.
We put up mashups.
There you go.
All right.
Message him.
Do this again next week.
All right.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by.
Bye.